Yo, what is up, guys? Episode 23 here. The long-awaited sequel to Podcast in a Car comes Podcast in a Car 2. Yeah, episode 23, doing another one of these quick little car episodes. Find myself driving again. It's 5:20 in the morning. Got to make like a 35 to 40 minute drive for work, and I got nothing better to do this morning than speak with you people. Once again, how are we doing? Quality should be theoretically better this time around because I found a setting in this little voice memo app to do low quality, medium quality, high quality, and I had it set on medium last time without even realizing it. So maybe I'm sounding a little more crispy. Maybe that's a bad thing. You might be picking up all the little vehicle noises and stuff like that, but literally, you can't win at this point, man. Cannot win at this point, so I'm just gonna do it and continue on with it. This is it. This is the podcast. What's up, guys? Been a week since you heard from me, which is way better than like a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it was last time. So we're on to something here. And over the weekend, I got to work on my acoustic album. I've got 4 songs out of the 7 songs, very close to finished. I'm gonna go in and kind of fine-tune, add a few more little subtle details here and there. You know, I like might add some piano strings and stuff like that, some other sort of arrangements to the actual instrumental track, however I see fit. But I got 4 songs sitting in a place that are 90% done, I would say. So I'm feeling great about that. And that's just back to me, like, whenever I am accomplishing things, whenever I'm achieving some sort of goals of mine, I feel so much better. And this weekend that showed, like, after I got that 4th song tracked out and kind of a basic mix going, I just felt this sense of accomplishment. And just when you set goals for yourself and you follow through, accomplish those goals, it just feels great. Because I very easily could have not did this. Because, like, yesterday, for instance, I had some housework and stuff I needed to do. Like, my oldest son went to school, my wife went to work, so it was me and the baby. When he was asleep, I probably should have been doing housework, but it's like, that stuff can wait. Like, the rare opportunity where I have the house to myself never comes around, so I wanted to take advantage of that. And I feel way better about the fact that I did take advantage of that versus plopping down on the couch and relaxing or whatever, fill in the blanks, whatever else I could have been doing besides what I ended up doing. I think I made the right choice, and it feels good to make that choice. And like, that's one of those weird things about our modern society. Like, I feel a ton of people push their goals to the side or just don't even make goals to begin with because they're distracted by shit like TV or, I don't know, video games or sports. I've never been someone who's been into sports. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy sports and I'll watch it if it's on, but I've never been someone who makes like an active effort to tune into every single game and like invest all the time and energy into it that I see that a majority of people do. And it's weird in a lot of ways. Like, I feel like an outcast, and it's one of those strange things. Like, it's odd to me when I'm having conversations with my friends and I find myself silent for 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time because they're all talking sports and I've just got nothing to contribute to the conversation. And like I said, it's not that I don't even like the sports, it's just that they're all so deep in. They're referencing specific players, specific games. Like, they're just on top of every detail of everything, and I'm not even close. So it becomes this weird, awkward moment where I'm just kind of hanging back, waiting for a new topic to come up so I can actually join in on the conversation. But anyway, anytime I find myself in those situations, I just wonder, like, how much time the average person must spend in a given week, like, just, you know, on SportsCenter, whether it's, even if they're not actually watching the game, that's just one small aspect of the sports experience. But, like, watching all the highlights in between, you know, like Googling the statistics and the brackets and, oh, dude, there's so much shit that goes into it, and I don't know how people have the time for it. But then again, I do, because I feel like they're just not, I don't know, not doing other things, I guess. But who the fuck am I to judge? I waste an equal amount of my time doing music stuff. So it's like everyone's got their own stuff going on, I guess. Shouldn't be too critical on them. But I guess I just recognize that pattern. This is a thing a lot of humans do. We will recognize a pattern within another person. And we will recognize that as being something we are afraid of happening to ourselves. So, like, when I see people super into sports, or like, video games is a big trigger of mine, because when I was younger, I used to be obsessed with video games. So any time in my adult life when I hear of another adult, like, playing video games for several hours during the night, like, it freaks me the fuck out, because I know that I could easily be doing that, because they are addictive and they are fun. Like, they're enjoyable. I don't really have any negative things to say about video games, other than the fact that they are just kind of a time suck. But point being, whenever I see someone playing video games, like, my first instinct is to be judgmental towards them. But deep down, I recognize that I'm not judging them. I'm judging, like, the potential for myself to be in that situation. I think that's a lot of how I view sports. When I hear people just talking nonstop about sports, watching sports, getting emotionally bent out of shape, like, some people treat sports the same way they treat politics, and, like, they will have an emotional reaction if you bring up their team losing or, like, whatever. And, yeah, I think I recognize people devoting that amount of time to that, and it freaks me out, because I know that could be me if I were to travel down that road. And I know that if I did travel down that road, I wouldn't accomplish any of the things that I want to accomplish. Not that I'm necessarily even accomplishing those things now, but, like, I'm trying. I'm making an effort. I got some shit on my list, you know? And yeah, that's the first step. You just gotta have some things on your list. You know, like, this is not all that hard. If you want to do anything in life, it's easy to get overwhelmed at the idea of something. For instance, maybe you want to finish college. Maybe you started after high school, lost interest, and just never quite picked it back up. Like, you can do that as an adult. It might be harder. For sure, it might be harder as a 28-year-old going back to college than it was as a 19-year-old. But it's not impossible, you know? If you want something, you can do it. Just take small little steps to get there. Because it's easy as that 28-year-old to just dismiss the idea of going back to college. Like, oh, well, fuck it, I missed my chance. I'll never do that. Like, what? You have one life. What do you mean you'll never do that? Like, this is the one life we have to live. And people are giving up on shit before they even begin. But, like, why? Why, you know? Don't look at the entirety of the goal. If your goal is to go back to college as a 28-year-old, don't look at the goal as being like, well, I gotta graduate. Because, yeah, that is fucking overwhelming. Look at the goal as, like, I have to drive over and step foot into the admissions office today. That's your goal for the day. I gotta go in the admissions office and, like, ask some questions, figure out how, like, what steps I even need to take to get this journey started. Okay, so you get the admissions office off your list. Then maybe your next goal is like, all right, I have a checklist now of all these forms and shit that I need, or, like, all these various pieces of identification that I'm gonna need to bring back the next time I come here, or a bunch of stuff I need to fill out online, you know? Maybe I gotta do the FAFSA. Maybe I have to apply for tuition assist, whatever the case may be. You now have this next set of goals to work towards. So you finish all those goals. Next goal is to, like, go turn all this shit in again. Maybe the goal after that is to select classes. It's like, if you break this stuff up into these smaller steps, you, before you know it, you're fucking enrolled, and then your goal is pass the semester. And then you graduate. Point being, stop looking at things in life as like these big monumental tasks that are outside of your reach. Like, break things down. If you want to be a millionaire in 10 years, don't focus on making what you're currently making now and then on year 10 suddenly making a million. You have to, all right, like, how can I break down $1 million amongst 10 years? All right, maybe I need 100,000 a year for 10 years. Can I make 100,000 this year? Maybe not. So maybe I need to gradually, incrementally climb up to where I'm making 200,000-300,000 on year 9, and I will total that million. You know what I mean? Like, and even that one, yes, for sure, fucking unattainable for the average person. But if that's your fucking goal, just do it. Like, I'm not setting that goal for myself because I know that's really reaching. And also, just the idea of the $1 million thing, yes, obviously would be nice, but that's not necessarily what drives me in life. So, but like, maybe some people that is your goal. And if that is your goal, I'm not judging you. Just fucking do it though. Figure out a way. Don't spend 9 years making 30,000 a year and then suddenly on year 10 expect to just make that million. Work your way up gradually, incrementally. Every goal in life can be accomplished if you just make those gradual steps, split it up into these smaller sub-goals, and fucking do it. You know, new year, new me. Right back at it again. We're just, I feel like it's just an echo of last week, just diving in a little deeper. My goal is to get you guys fired up, as well as get myself fired up. But quite frankly, I'm already fired up. So like, at the beginning of the year, I slipped into a new position at my job where I now, for the most part at least, have 3-day weekends. So I get Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. And having that third day off in a row has done wonders for like my mental health and just my overall attitude while at work, and just, yeah, my demeanor. Like, I'm not pissed off all the time. And like, I'm only 2 weeks into this and I do see immediate results of having that third day off. Like I said, I spent all weekend working on my acoustic album. Yesterday on Monday, I spent probably 2.5 hours working on it. Like, that normally would have been time that I was spent at work, so that just feels great. So I encourage you guys, if there's anything like that you can do, like, I might be sacrificing a slight amount of pay, but nothing that's going to cripple me by any means. And if I can make that trade-off and ultimately it's better for me, like, just like I was talking about last week, guys, you gotta do shit for yourself. You gotta do things to make this life enjoyable for yourself, because I don't know, I felt myself falling into a pattern where I was just working all the time, not a fan of it, getting more and more bitter. And then like on the weekends, when I theoretically could be doing the creative stuff I wanna be doing, there's always something else going on, and it gets so frustrating. It gets very, very frustrating. When you feel like your life is not in your own hands, when you have no say in it and no control of it, it's just not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. You gotta take control, you know, grab it. Grab that shit, it's yours, it's your life. No organization or corporation controls your life. And if they do, find a way to minimize that control. Once again, is that easier said than done? Yes, but like, if you think that's something that will make you happy, if you think that's something that will improve your well-being, then go for it. Because ultimately, as I get older, that's the shit that I care about. It's like, I always think back of the nostalgia of like early high school days, before I had a job, before reality had fully like settled in on life. You know, you don't have many bills. You might have to pay for gas in your cheap car that you're driving around. You might have to like pay for your cell phone at the bare minimum. But for the most part, you don't have bills. You know, you don't have the type of overhead that you have as an adult. You don't have rent. You don't have utilities, car payment, insurance, all this shit that just adds up. And like a majority of the time we spend at work isn't spent like doing anything to benefit ourselves. It's just maintenance costs. Just maintenance costs on this life we've built. Like, oh, I need my rent. So 90% of the time at work is spent going towards rent. Then there's a certain percentage of work going towards my phone bill, car, blah, 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 blah. And at a certain point, you just ask yourself, like, what the fuck am I doing any of this for? And if you find yourself asking that, then, like, maybe it's a good idea to try to tone it back somewhere. Because that's not how any of this should be. Not at all how any of this should be. Point being, you know, there's just one life. That's, I cannot stress that enough. I'm a firm believer in the idea that we just have one life, one chance to do this correctly. And we might spend our entire lives striving to do this correctly. As long as you're reaching for something. Complacency is death. Complacency is death. But yeah, I do. I find myself reminiscing all the time of to that little sweet spot in life between like the age of 14 and maybe 17, where just all of your free time is pretty much your own free time. Like, yeah, you have to go to school, so essentially you are kind of punching a clock. But that whole time after school to nighttime, or especially during the summertime, like that's just yours. And I miss that so much, dude. I miss waking up in the morning and not having a single fucking plan. And being fine with that, making the plan as I go. Like, every day was an adventure. Every day was just an opportunity for me to figure out what I was gonna do and when. Versus now, I wake up and I know for a fact, all right, 4 a.m. alarm, 5 a.m. work. Most of my day is already counted for. And just like I said, all the adult responsibilities that come with growing up and like progressing in this life. You know, you might wake up on a Saturday and yeah, it's the weekend, but then, oh, well, fuck, today's the day I have to go do that giant grocery list I've been putting off all week. Today's the day I might have to run some other errand. I might have to go fill out some paperwork somewhere. Like, it's just, you know, just a bunch of stuff that none of us really want to be doing. So my goal in life is to minimize that amount of stuff, or at least minimize the time I spend doing things I don't want to be doing, work being one of those. I would love nothing more than in like 2 to 5 years to just be self-sufficient, self-reliant, and not have to punch the clock. In a lot of ways, that seems out of reach, but like I said, I'm breaking that down into smaller steps. Actually, recently, one of the cool things I did, I would recommend you guys doing this, especially I know a lot of my listeners are like entrepreneurial-minded people, kind of along the same path I am. You know, you might be doing a podcast, you might be doing the music thing, you might be building some other form of a personal brand. And what I did is open up a spreadsheet document in Excel and did some simple formulas, kind of broke down several different categories for me personally, which might lead to monetary gain. Okay, so like podcasting, super, super, super small chunk of that. You know, like digital streaming, super, super, super small chunk of that. Maybe the potential of album sales, now we're kind of getting up there a little bit. Merch sales, kind of getting up there a little bit. You know, maybe opening up the possibility of charging for some mixing and mastering for people. That would be a potential form of revenue for me. And just breaking this all down into as many, many categories as I can, like, how can I use my creative skills that I currently possess to make money in like every possible way? You know, like live shows do contribute to money. Even if they're just local live shows, you might make $50 if you do it the right way. And I added together all of these categories. I think I ended up with like 8 different streams of revenue. Like I said, some of those very small. Some of those might only be $5 to $10 a month. But when you have 10 of these, they do add up, and it's very surprising when you start sliding the numbers. So basically what I did is got all 10 of these categories of money and made a simple equation in this Excel document to calculate, based on these earnings, say I'm earning X amount of dollars per month off my streaming, this, that, and that, how much am I looking at for the year? And as I plug in numbers, that yearly amount changes. And that was one of the most empowering things I've done in a long time, because like it gives you this real world representation of like I said, little goals to strive for. Say I want to make $50,000 a year off of music. All right, plug in the numbers on the streaming, plug in the numbers on the live shows, plug in the numbers. And now that gives me each of these individual categories that I can work towards. So I want to make that 50K. If I need X amount of streams, then that's one small goal I can work towards. Like, all right, how do I increase my streaming numbers? That can be one goal I can focus my attention on. Maybe the next goal is like, all right, how can I book more live shows? How can I leverage myself as an artist to make more money off those live shows? So that is another individual goal I can work towards, you know? Maybe, all right, how can I branch out and develop more relationships with people to get some clients for mixing mastering? Because I really need to reach that X amount of dollar point in order to reach my goal. So miniature goal number 3 is, all right, find clients for mixing mastering. You know what I mean? So like all of these goals add up, and all of these small figures add up, you know? You might make $5 a month off a podcast, $10 a month off of streaming. Doesn't sound like shit, but throughout the year, those numbers do add up, especially the more streams of revenue you can possibly find yourself. Well, the fucking better, obviously. You guys know math. It doesn't take a genius to know that, like, the more sources of money you have, the more money you accumulate. You know, if you love fucking cookies and you only have 2 arms, use both arms to grab cookies out of that jar. If you had 4, 6, 8 arms, you'd have that many more cookies. So like, reach your hand into every possible jar you can. And that's what I'm trying to do lately. That's one of the reasons I stay consistent with this podcast. Because like I said, it doesn't lead to a ton of money. You guys are not making me rich by any means, but when you get 15 to 20 small little chunks of revenue, it does start to add up, and like, this does turn into something that becomes attainable. Like, you can manifest your own reality. All it takes is just planning it out and documenting it. Like I said, a lot of you guys are in the same position as I am. I encourage you actively. Most people have a laptop. Most people have Microsoft Excel on that laptop. For me, even, I don't even have a Microsoft Excel. It's like some like best choice, great value version of Excel. I don't even remember what the program is called, but it was a free program, but it functions exactly like Excel. So like, there's a way, you know? That's the point. And if you guys are in the same boat as me, I actively encourage you, sit down, write down every possible figure you can come up with that could earn you some money, even if it's the smallest, most ridiculous amount of money, because it all will add up and snowball into a larger number, especially if you're consistent with it and you make that active goal to do it. You know, once again, to tie this all back together, it's just all about goals. Goals, man. And just once you get into that mindset, once you get into the habit of just setting these goals for yourself and accomplishing, it's addictive, and your brain will start to recognize that as a pattern, and you'll start to do this without consciously being aware that you're doing it. Like, it's like anything, you know, you develop habits along life, both good and bad, based off repetition. So when you repeat these positive steps of making goals, executing goals, moving on to the next goal, eventually it just becomes subliminal and it's habitual, and you'll be making forward progress without even realizing you're making forward progress and without even having to try to make forward progress. You know, that's how people become millionaires in 10 years. Like, they just keep following these steps. They keep putting the work in, and for fuck's sake, they don't watch football for 4 hours a week. Cut it out. You know, watch the highlights, dude. I get it. It's way better to tune in live. You want to be the first one. You want to be on the cutting edge of all your friend circle to see shit happen live. You don't want that fear of missing out to kick in. And fear of missing out is a huge one that plays out in sports, because no one wants to be the last one to realize their team lost. You know, no one wants to log into Twitter and be like, oh, fuck, we lost. I was going to watch that later. I had it recorded on the TiVo. But prioritize, I guess. I don't know. Maybe your goal is to be a sports commentator. So maybe you should watch sports. What the fuck do I know? What I know is that whatever you want to do in life, do it. Okay? Even if it conflicts with what I'm saying. Like I said, if you want to watch sports, if for whatever reason that is your goal, to watch more sports, fucking do it. Whatever. If that makes you happy, just do it then. That's the point. Do what makes you happy. Do what you enjoy. I mean, as long as it's not crystal meth, I think that's safe advice to give. Anyway, guys, we're 27 minutes into this. I think this was solid. Starting to run out of steam here. Plus, I'm getting a little closer to my destination this morning. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, I hope the audio quality is a little better than it was last week. And eventually, I'm going to sit down in front of my microphone, hopefully with a guest, and start cranking these out the way I used to. But quite frankly, as of now, finishing up this acoustic album is like way more of a priority for me than sitting down to do a legitimate podcast. Not that this one even isn't legitimate, because I had a lot of positive feedback from the first car episode, which kind of blew my mind, because I went back and forth on whether or not I should even release it. I'm happy that I did end up releasing it, because now I've got myself in this little pattern and I'm on to car episode 2. So, once again, this shit all ties back together. If you think about something, just do it. Think about it, do it. Manifest your own reality. This life is yours. Fucking grab it. Take it. Anyway, guys, once again, thank you for tuning in. This has been episode 23 of Inside My Mind with CJ Jones. Fucking love you guys, man. I will catch you next time.